Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
In today's program, we want to talk about the seven mountains of culture. This is a vision that first started in the heart of Lauren Cunningham, and it's about how we as Christians can have a vision to influence our society and the world. God has called us to do a great work. And listen, if this is our opportunity, there's so many people that can be reached in business and government and family and education, in the arts and entertainment. I'm amazed at the amazing qualities of media that's coming out here today in terms of what Christians are producing. We're going to continue to share with that more with you today about some of the recent movies that are coming out that have strong Christian themes, that are glorifying the cross, and that are challenging viewers everywhere to reconsider how they live. They're seeing it in motion picture with quality that's unparalleled, with storylines that are compelling, and with acting that are conveying the very things that people are going through every single day. Yet, instead of watching something that's offensive, they're watching something that not only entertains, but gives them hope and shows them that there's a better way. I can't wait to share that with you. But before we do, I want you to see this video as Lauren Cunningham shares about the Seven Mountain vision and strategy. Watch this.
It was August 1975, and the Lord had given me that day a list of things that I had never thought about before. He said, this is the way to reach America and nations for God.
In every city of the world, an unseen battle rages for dominion over God's creation and the souls of people. This battle is fought on seven strategic fronts, looming like mountains over the culture to shape and influence its destiny. Over the years, the church slowly retreated from its place of influence on these mountains, leaving a void now filled with darkness. When we lose our influence, we lose the culture, and when we lose the culture, we fail to advance the kingdom of God. And now, a generation stands in desperate need. It's time to fight for them and take back these mountains of influence. The mountain of government, where evil is either restrained or endorsed. The mountain of education, where truths or lies about God and His creation are taught. The mountain of media, where information is interpreted through the lens of good or evil. The mountain of arts and entertainment, where values and virtue are celebrated or distorted. The mountain of religion, where people worship God in spirit and truth or settle for a religious ritual. The mountain of family, where either the blessing or a curse is passed on to successive generations. And the one mountain they all depend on, the mountain that fuels and funds all the other mountains, the mountain of business, where people build for the glory of God or the glory of man, where resources are consecrated for the kingdom of God or captured for the powers of darkness. Those who lead this mountain control what influences our culture. The last 50 years, we've seen the most rapid moral decline in history. The culture we inherited from our forefathers is disintegrating before our eyes. What kind of world are we leaving for our children and grandchildren? As long as the business mountain is held by enemies of the gospel, funding for the other mountains will always be constrained, and any efforts to advance the kingdom of God will be hindered. Imagine God's people reclaiming their cities and government, in the arts and entertainment, in the media, in education, in the family, in religious influence, but only limited by their imagination and not by a lack of finances. It's possible, but first, we must take back the mountain of business. God's move to take this mountain back has already begun. Thousands and thousands of business leaders in every major city across the nation are filling arenas to learn from business leaders and hear the gospel of Christ. 90% of people working in the marketplace believe in God. 78% believe spirituality and business mix. 70% say that because of their faith, they find meaning and purpose in life. There are over 56 million Bible-believing Christians working in the marketplace. A vast army of God waiting to be truly engaged in the battle. Yet this strategic army and battlefront has largely been left ignored by the church. More than 90% of church members do not feel they are being equipped or trained by the church to apply biblical faith in their day-to-day life.
The business mountain is so strategic because that is the place of influence. When you look at culture, so much of culture is defined by what happens in business.
If we would use the wealth of the world to bless the world, and bless it not only to distribute to the needy that which they need.
When you bring economy and economic benefit to a nation or a culture, then you have influence in that culture.
People, as they're transformed, who will transform all the spheres of society.
It is time to reclaim the seven mountains and bring the life of God back into our culture.
Wow, wasn't that powerful? This is a vision for the church. This is a vision for the kingdom of God, where we can impact these seven mountains and we can transform culture. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about, in particular, the media mountain, arts and entertainment, and what's happening today to transform that culture in that environment so that God, Jesus Christ, can be glorified. We were talking in the monologue just about the seven mountains, if you will, of culture, and how we're called to transform them. I mean, what a vision.
Yeah.
You know, it's so exciting to be able to think about that it's not just about the religion mountain.
Yeah.
Yes, we have that. And for so long we've said, yes, you know, we're proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, you know, but we're not taking the gospel all over the world into all segments of society.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you've watched VFN TV at any length of period of time, you've noticed that we're continuing talking about this, and we're going to be sharing on different aspects of these mountains. But today we're going to focus on arts and entertainment and media. When we look at a lot of the media that's taking place today, because we had a strategy, if you will, to we're just going to ignore the rest of these mountains and we're just going to stay on the religion mountain. And since we've given that territory up, if you will, then look what's happened. I mean, look at the type of programming, the type of movies, the type of things that are just horrible. Many things are horrible to watch. And we've left that completely wide open. But you know what? The pendulum is swinging in the right direction. Today, we're looking at a time like never before where the type of Christian programming, the type of Christian movies that are being produced, they're encouraging. They inspire you. They're filled with hope and redemption and the love of Christ.
Yeah.
The acting is superior. The production and the quality has really just come up in such a wonderful way. And I'm telling you, every single time a new Christian movie comes out, I want to support it. Greg's a big supporter of this mountain, as he is of all the mountains. And we want to encourage you, get the opportunity to support these Christian films and programs. I think about even just recently, AD, that just came out, the same producers, Mark Burnett and Roma Downey, who gave us the Bible series, they produced AD, and it's about the book of Acts. And just the trailer alone was phenomenal. I'm looking forward to watching that series. But Steve and I had the opportunity to watch a new movie that has just come into the theaters, and it's called Do You Believe? And man, what a movie. Suspense.
Yeah.
Thriller.
From the moment it started, it gets you, you know, and obviously without revealing the movie, but it's just like, it's one of those that you're just like, I didn't get up.
Well, before you say too much, let's actually go to the trailer. You got to watch this.
Mm-hmm. believe in the cross of Christ?
I'm a pastor.
If you believe, then the question is, what are you going to do about it?
What does it mean to believe? It is forgiveness. It is redemption. It is unconditional love.
Where was God the night we lost Kathleen?
Just because we're on the street, it doesn't mean that I'm a bad mother.
From the looks of things, she couldn't care less whether we save her or not.
I can't just turn her away.
Not asking you to. It's a miracle.
There's no such thing as miracles.
I save these people.
I should get the credit.
I won't apologize for sharing the gospel with a dying man.
This cross is going to cost you.
You're about to throw everything away.
I don't have a choice.
This is the home on home. Everything changes for us.
Stop!
Please!
I've been where you're going. You have to choose. Take the first step. It'll change your life.
I was once asked if you were ever accused of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you?
So you believe in Jesus?
I do.
There's a whole world of people out there who need help.
Take out your cross.
And let it be a reminder of the amazing gift that Christ has given us.
And let it inspire us to live our life the way Jesus lived his.
See, Mommy? God really does love us.
He does, baby.
Wow, do you believe? Listen, go see this movie. We promise you, look, I mean, you're going to love it. Get your family together, get your friends, get people that know Christ, don't know Christ, take them to the theater and let them see this movie, because every person's going to walk away. I mean, I'm still, because we're excited. We kind of want to talk about it, but we don't, because we don't want to share with you what happened.
It's just encouraging.
Listen, I'm still drawing parallels and just, because there's 12 people in this movie and what happens to them and how, like, their story kind of, they come together, and it's just amazing. Yeah. But I'm still thinking about each one and each person, each character, and what they had to do when they were confronted.
Yeah.
And it's a movie that challenges you. And when we're talking about these seven mountains, this is the stuff that we can do. This is the stuff that we can participate in. Instead of just watching these movies, we want to encourage you, why not dream and begin to make them yourself? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much rich talent that God has blessed us with that if we give it to him, he can use it for his glory.
Yeah. You know, the powerful thing is, as we're talking about this, I actually just met a young guy who was actually traveling from California, and he was in media. He was actually a cameraman. And he was telling me about he's been producing and camera shots and the scenes and the things that he's done. And I asked him, I says, and his name was Matt. And I said, imagine it doing what you do and doing it for the glory of God. And you could just see, and he looked at me and he says, you know, I've always wanted to know that question. Is there's a reason, there's something more, there's something bigger. And it's like, we've talked about that. And it's just like, there are things in your lives that are just easier for you. That for others, they're working, they might not recognize it. And it's like, this is something that God has given you. And it's just like, imagine what you're doing right now. How can you glorify God in that? Like you're saying, making a movie and how it's impacting so many lives.
Yeah. You know, the amazing thing is that I had another conversation with, it's funny you say that, because I had a conversation with a young man who was first came in contact with this understanding. And he says, wow, you know, I realized that I don't have to, you know, go anywhere and preach a 10-point sermon to preach the gospel, but God's given me talents. He's given me skill sets and giftings that if I just employ them, if I put them to work in what I'm doing with the purpose of bringing others to Christ as I'm using them, God is glorified. God is pleased with that. And people are awakening, believers are awakening to realize, wow, if we all stay in our respective mountains, because, you know, for so long we've told someone in business, although you're the CEO of this business, although you have 50, 100 employees, 10 employees, what you're doing there at work is not spiritual. We need you to park cars here on Wednesday night. That is spiritual. That is what God sees. And that can't be further from the truth. Right. I mean, so, listen, many people today, many believers spend 50 to 60 hours a week, you know, at their jobs.
Yeah.
And there's been this divide between, you know, the sacred and the secular. But when we've given our whole lives to the Lord, everything that we do, you know, is an expression of our love and of our worship if we're doing it unto Him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Colossians tells us to do our work as if we're doing it unto the Lord. And that's the most powerful thing that we can do is when we take these gifts and talents and say, you know, God, these are for you. And I love that. While I was there and Steve, you were there at this, not the same movie theater, but watching the same movie, we saw another trailer. And we're taking a little bit of time here for this because we want you to see this. We want you to be exposed. We want you to be stirred up in your own heart. Maybe you're called to media. Maybe you're called to operate a camera. Maybe you're called to be behind the in front of the camera. Maybe you're called to do editing and video and recording. Let this inspire you to say, I can begin to do that. I can begin to draft and write and get storyboards art. I want you to watch the preview of this movie. I see Steve grinning over there because I was blown away when I saw this.
I don't want to say anything.
I was just like, man, this is awesome. Watch this. We're not even going to tell you anything about it. We just want you to see this.
You've been a good enough father.
I don't want to be a good enough father.
Let's go, let's go!
Don't quit! Don't quit!
You are good, and you are mighty, and you are merciful. Praise you, Jesus.
Guide me to who you want me to help.
Raise up more that will call upon your name. Raise up those that love you and seek you and trust you. Lord, we need an army of believers and will stand on your word above all else. Raise up warriors, Lord, who will fight on their knees. Who will worship you with their whole hearts, Lord. Lord, call us to battle. That we may proclaim you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I pray these things with all my heart. Raise them up, Lord, raise them up.
Wow. The war room.
Yes.
And you're seeing this woman pray and you're seeing her stirred up. That's what's going to take.
Yes.
You know, oftentimes we are walking this walk and maybe we're not connected with a body of believers. Maybe we're not part of a family. But when we see a movie like this and we see how prayer is moving in the lives of people, we can get encouraged and say, man, I can do that.
Yeah.
You know, and now I can do that, but I can maybe act in a movie like that. Maybe I can, you know, write a story like that. But I can be engaged to move the audience to be able to draw closer to God.
Yeah. And what really blows me away is just like the impact of this movie and the perspective that this brings, just seeing the significance of the power of one woman who is just simply fighting on her knees through the cross. And it just blows me away. And it's just like when we're talking right now, we're talking to the body of Christ. And it's just like, this movie is about you. And it's like, you know, we were in a previous program, we were talking about Yemen. We were talking about what's going on in the world. But I remember it's just like when I was overseas, it's like the darkest hour in the day is the hour before the sun rises.
Mm.
And these movies give me such an encouraging, I just want to dance. Like, I'm just so excited, seriously, But when you think about this, and,
we've seen
like,
you dance.
I know, and I'm not a good dancer, so I didn't want to tell you that. And it's like, but this is that perspective, and it's just like, yes, this is happening. We have to be aware of this. But Christ in you is the hope of glory. You are the body of Christ. The answer is in you. And it's like, these movies are giving encouragement. Imagine if we respond and say just exactly what you're talking about. And it's like, we can do this.
You think about the Jesus film. This film was still playing. They're going to villages. They pull up a screen. They put a projector on and they watch the people watch the Jesus film and they give their hearts to Jesus. This is just media simple.
It's in hundreds of different languages.
It is amazing. Yeah. Imagine what we can do as believers if we get into these mountains and affect them and affect society for Christ. The possibilities are unlimited.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.